Congress let the Land and Water Conservation Fund expire last month. Now Utah Congressman Rob Bishop is proposing to replace it. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
The popular Land and Water Conservation Fund has pumped more than $17 billion into thousands of projects nationwide over a half century. Around $171 million has gone into Utah projects, like building playgrounds, developing the Bonneville Shoreline Trail, and restoring wildlife habitat. As head of the House Natural Resources Committee, Utah's Rob Bishop says it's time to reform the program that amounted to $300 million last year.
If we're going to spend this much money, we can't think small. We have to think of something big that's going to help people.
The Conservation Fund traditionally used royalties from offshore drilling for recreation facilities and public land purchases, like buying in holdings in national parks and forests. Bishop's plan reins in federal land acquisitions and devotes some of the money to beefing up offshore energy programs. He also says states should get the 60% share that federal agencies have been getting.
This kind of lopsided funding ratio has limited funds available to establish recreation projects and facilities that can be responsibly managed and maintained by state and local entities, while it has vastly expanded the federal estate.
Hearings are planned later this month, but critics say they want the old fund back. Greg Zimmerman is policy director at the Center for Western Priorities.
Congressman Bishop's proposal would do away with this incredibly important and popular program and instead funds his pet projects.
Zimmerman contends lawmakers from both parties and from all parts of the country want the old program reauthorized. Judy Fays, KUER News.